the L in the couple communication is listen to understand, not to interrupt. So he or she who has ears, let him or her hear. When you talk, you are only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. And when I first saw this quote, this made me stop. Because I think about how with my kids, how with Tony, there are lots of times where I'm just like, da, 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 it's all about me talking. But if I stop and listen, just like we're sharing with you to stop and listen, you're going to learn a lot about your spouse. Because how many of you have played out this conversation or this scenario at some point in time in your marriage? No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I'm guessing there are a few smirks going on around the world right now as I say that, because you've been there. You've done it. You are so quick, just like I am sometimes. This is my big letter in the couple communication method. See, when two people are communicating, they each bring their own perceptions and agenda to the conversation. You know you do. If your husband says we're talking about finances, you're already thinking about, ooh, how much did I spend at the grocery store? How much did I spend at the mall? The kids need braces. The kids need sports equipment. And he's coming and he wants to talk about, okay, how are we going to plan for, you know, our vacation next year? Two separate agendas coming to the same conversation. And these mental distractions, they keep you from being fully present because we're thinking about our own agenda, not about what we're actually hearing. And so when this happens, the conversation becomes about you, not about what the other person is saying. It's about what your words are that you have to use. And so over the next couple of slides, I'm going to share with you three words that can change the whole conversation, taking it from out of control to under control. But before we get to those three words, I really want to talk about what interrupting does to your marriage and what it does to your spouse. When you interrupt your spouse, it shows a lack of respect for their ideas. That line right there that goes across the middle of your slide that says, this is not important, that's the message that you give your spouse when you interrupt them. It tells your spouse that you are more important than they are. Your ideas and what you have to say matter so much more than what they have to say. It matters so much that you're willing to talk over them instead of waiting for them to finish. It also causes more frustration when they can't complete their thoughts. I'm guessing that some of you have heard your spouse say, please, just let me finish my sentence. And going back to that whole thing about your spouses don't have ESP, or you don't have ESP, it makes you look foolish when your ESP isn't working because you're jumping ahead thinking about what they're going to say or how they're going to present themselves. And that wasn't where your spouse was going, but you've completely upended the conversation by interrupting them with what you think they're going to say. And so I want to share with you those three little words that can help you avoid feeling like this. I heard you. Three powerful words that can completely change the feeling in the conversation. Because I heard you means that you have chosen to listen to your spouse, not jump ahead with your own thoughts. Because what you do is you take the I heard you, and then you're going to finish that sentence with what you actually heard them say. So if your spouse is talking about, you know what, I'm really stressed at work and I don't know, I'm having trouble with my boss and, you know, we're having problems with this project. When they stop, you can say, I heard you say that you're frustrated with how things are going with your boss. And this is that mirror speak that many of you have heard in other communication programs. I heard you matters. It means that you're working to understand your spouse better by telling them how you heard what they said. And here's what it does for your spouse. It gives them an opportunity to clarify if there's a discrepancy between what they said and what you heard. Because there have been times when I've told Tony, oh, I heard you, you know, you're this and this and this going on. He's like, not even close. Not even close. And that's because my own filter was still working. But when I gave him the opportunity to clarify and I zipped my own lip, he was able to re-explain what is going on with him. And so when you wait for your spouse to finish that thought, you give them that respect that they are so desperately wanting. You lower their emotional energy because they're not fighting against your interruptions. You're not getting bogged down in miscommunications. That ESP thing that's not working for you, you can avoid that by waiting until they finish their thought. And ultimately, when you listen to understand and not to interrupt them, you're conveying that your spouse and by default what they have to say is important.
One way to do this is when a thought comes to your mind, here's a couple of ways. One is count to 10 and let them continue on so you are able to at least do something else. Count to 10. By that time, they may be finishing up and then you can then go, I heard you say. Another way to do this is have a pen and paper handy and write down what you're thinking. Again, these are tools that you guys can use and you're going to learn. Some of them are going to work great. Some of these you're going to put and implement today, tomorrow, and they're going to just work perfectly. Others are going to take some tweaking for you and an understanding, because your spouse may be going, well, why are you writing something down? You're not listening. And you're going to just have to explain, hey, honey, I don't want to interrupt you, so I'm just putting it down. So that way I am still listening. I am just putting it down on paper because I don't want to forget. So these are tips that you can use to be able to listen to your spouse. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to be able to, like Elisa said, you know, zip your lip and just listen. This is something that Elisa and I have been working on for almost 5 years now, to be able to listen, to understand what each of us are saying, and not to interrupt each other. And it allows us to get through conversations much quicker because we're just boom, 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 finish the conversation. But again, it's taken us time. It's taken us time. So realize and remember, each of you are on a journey. Each of you are on a journey, no matter if you're engaged, newlyweds, or been married for 20, 30, 40 years, you're on a journey, and this is part of it. And there's going to be some retraining and some relearning that's going to have to happen.
You know, one of the things to recognize is that anything that matters to you in your life, you're going to have to invest in. You're going to have to invest your time, and you're going to have to invest your resources. And when you're developing your communication skills, your resources mean your mental energy. It means your self-control. It means your time. And all of these things come together. But I will promise you that when you make the investment to strengthen your communication skills, that investment will pay dividends that you cannot even imagine.